Follies are made possible by Fiddle and Joe Enterprises with minor assistance from WFHB Community Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We interrupt whatever normal lame programming it is that runs on WFHB at this time of day to bring you some exciting and important breaking news presented by me, Fawn Sanity. Your exciting and important ace news reporter. It's about time they got that applause track working right. It's not like I haven't been begging them to fix it for over 2 years. Oh, God, the mic's on. Ladies, gentlemen, I'm here at the side of what's being touted as a major press conference, but so far we have no idea what it's all about. Most of the news hounds here think it's going to be an announcement by yet another Indiana University basketball player telling us whether he's going to go pro, stay at IU for another year, or go into a pretrial diversionary program. Yep. Personally, I'm following the money. I think it has something to do with soccer. But whatever it turns out to be, trust me, Fawn Sanity, to ask the tough question.
For attending this important press conference. I'm very sorry for the secrecy, but the final agreements have just been signed, and we couldn't say anything before that. At this time, I'd like to introduce the newest Fiddle and Joe Over the Hill celebrity, Mr. Bob Dylan, our new spokesperson. What?
Who the hell's he?
Didn't you used to be a singer?
I played the electric violin on Desolation Row.
The announcement, Mr. Dylan.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, Mr. Kazoo Man, play a tune for me. How does it feel? Tell me, how does it feel to be all alone with a broken bone and no hospital near home? And not even be stoned. Ladies and gentlemen, Fiddlin' Joe and IU Helpless would like to announce that Bloomington's new hospital will be located in the College Mall, right next to Fiddlin' Joe's virtual kiosk to allow one-stop shopping for sick people in a hurry. Now, this has the added convenience of... What's this?
Hey, mister, your name Dylan?
That's Dylan, my good man, as in Thomas.
Yeah, whatever, whoever he was, whatever, you know. Like, I was told to give you this.
There's something happening here, but you don't know what it is, do you, Bloomington?
Well, I'll tell you what's not happening here is my tip.
Oh, well, here's a tip, my good man. Don't follow leaders. Screw the parking meters.
Well, ain't that precious.
But what about us, Mr. Dylan? What is the new news?
Don't think twice. The new hospital is now scheduled to be built south of town in the infield of the Bloomington Speedway.
Wait a minute. Here's another change.
Oh, the plans, they are a-changing. I want to tell everybody, but I could not get it across. I guess I ain't going to work for Fiddlin' Joe no more.
Mr. Dylan, please forget the hospital. Just tell us what those songs meant, please.
I was a-thinking and a-wondering all the way down the road. But mostly I just wanted to get the rhymes to come out right.
Well, do you know anything at all?
I know one thing, Fawn.
Tell us, man. Don't leave us blowing in the wind.
Kazoos, everyone! Live from the Ivy Tech Waldron Greenwell Roberts Leonard Auditorium in Bloomington, it's the Firehouse Follies!
Triple XL Files, the Firehouse Follies Summer 2015 Radio Variety Show Extravaganza, coming to you live from the Ivy Tech Waldron Weichart Fish Selvaggi Kelsey Blackwell Auditorium in View. beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Today's show features the WFHB Gospel Girls, the Firehouse Rounders, the Unusual Suspects Radio Acting Troupe, and Tony Brewer on sound effects. We'll also be hearing music from the Nortones and Opal Fly and Kapow. Right. And we will welcome our very special guest from Kentucky, John Cowley.
Oh, wait a minute. Dan, what? This just came in. Now,
oh, you're kidding. Really? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're sorry to announce that Coach Calipari does not wish to appear live in Bloomington ever again. Reasonable. He will be replaced today by a different Kentuckian of note, Mr. Gary Sandy. Indeed. We are sponsored today by Ivy Tech Community College, Lenny's Brew Pub, the Indiana University Credit Union, and, as always, Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises. I'm Dan Salvaggi. Let's let the WFHB Gospel Girls and the Firehouse Rounders get us started on the right foot.
Gonna lay down my heavy load
down by the riverside.
Oh yeah,
down by the riverside.
I know,
down by the riverside.
I'm gonna lay down my heavy load
down by the riverside
and study
the war no more.
I ain't gonna
study war no more. Study war no more.
No, no, no,
ain't gonna study the war no more.
Yeah. Ain't gonna
study war no more.
Ain't gonna
study war no more.
Ain't gonna
study the war no more.
Don't you know I'm gonna meet my loving mother
down by the riverside?
Oh yeah,
down by the riverside.
My.
Down
like to introduce WFHB's own version of Tweedledim and Tweedledimmer, Richard Fish and Colonel Mike Kelsey.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. We got a great show lined up for you today, and we're fairly certain that we won't have nearly as much snow as we did for our spring show.
Yeah, and no snow means that a couple of our musicians who couldn't make it out of their driveways the last show are here with us today. Let's have a special hand for Carolyn Dutton on fiddle and Opal Fly on the saxophone.
Oh, yeah. Does that mean this is another show with sax and violins?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, Richard, while I'm sure that we're all disappointed that Coach Calipari has ended his live appearances here in Bloomington.
Well, he made one.
And now he's done. Mm-hmm. But we are all delighted to have Gary Sandy back with us for another Follies.
Gary Sandy, everybody! It is always a joy to have Gary here with us. You know, Tony Brewer and I have worked with him many times over the past few years.
Is that so?
Yeah, I think we've done more than 100 shows
together. At least 100.
Yeah, that's right.
Feels like 100.
But I want to tell you.
So I guess by now you guys are real pals.
Well, we are. And with the help of the Firehouse Rounders, we'll tell you all about it.
I don't care where I'm going, I'm just as long as I'm with you. Put her there, pal, put her there. We're here in Indiana,
and you're stuck with Kentucky Blue.
My goodness, put her there, pal, put her there.
We're glad you've come to Bloomington, joining us once more.
A trip to Indiana is a treat you've waited for.
I'm sorry that I missed you guys up at the Final Four.
They'll always be next year. Put her there.
Those sketches that Mike Kelsey writes, you know, they're kind of weird.
Put her there, pal.
No argument here.
Put her there.
We think there's crazy monkeys in his head.
Or in his beard.
Put her there, pal. Put her there.
Your clothes have been your fortune.
Just your jeans have made a lot.
Well, I like the way you wear those gaudy colored shirts you got.
You do?
The only time a rainbow ever covered up a pot.
Oh, come on.
You're such a perfect square.
Hey, wait a minute. That's not on the paper. I don't see that.
Where? It's right there.
Shall we dance?
No, I'm sorry. I have my heavy underwear on
just
tonight.
Just once around for the adrenaline?
Well, okay. If I can lead.
My colleagues.
My cronies.
My cohorts.
My friends.
Companions.
Confederates.
Chums to the end.
Like meat and potatoes.
Assault and tomatoes.
Boy, what a blend. Don't put it in the paper. Don't put it in on the air. Don't put it in your pipe. Put her there.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the WFHB Gospel Girls for what will be a historic performance.
Well, history after Sarah plays one of her original tunes here, and I guess she was thinking about WFHB radio when she wrote this one.
I definitely was. This is my love of radio and WFHB.
Belong to me if it weren't for the radio.
Sarah. Well, we had a big surprise for you all. But I was telling Suzette, you know, I met this kind of a guy, a rebel guy. I know you've known them. I met this guy some time ago. Actually, he came back into my life and after our 42 years together. And you know, he decided to stop lying on the sofa and play guitar. So I just had to see if I could play guitar with him. So this is my last song with the Hoosier Darling Gospel Girls. But I'll be around torturing you in other forms. In the meanwhile, these ladies will continue in their excellent, great work, don't you think? And this is a tune. Oh my goodness.
And the flowers are headed her way.
You're going to choke me up before I play. Thank you so much.
A rose and some baby's breath.
Thank you so much. Well, here's a tune that actually does describe my husband. Ooh.
See the way he walks down the street, just the way he shuffles his feet. My, he holds his head up high when he goes walking by. He's my guy. When he holds my hand, I'm so proud that he's not just one of the crowd. My baby always is the one to try the thing they've never done. Just because he does, they say, he's a rebel and he'll never be any good. He's a rebel 'cause he never ever does what he should. Well, just because he doesn't do what everybody else does, that's no reason why I can't give him all my love. He is always good to me, always treats me tenderly, 'cause he's not a rebel, no, no, no. He's not a rebel, no, 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 to me.
Bum, 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 bum. Like me after today, I'll be standing right by his side when they say
he's a rebel and he'll never be any good. He's a rebel 'cause he never ever does what he should.
Well, just because he doesn't do what everybody else does, that's no reason why I can't give him all my love.
He is always good to me, good to him I try to be, 'cause he's not a rebel, no, no, no. He's not a rebel, no, 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 to me.
No, he's not a rebel, no, no, no.
He's not a rebel, no,
no, no, no.
He's not a rebel, no,
no, no, no.
He's not a rebel, no, no,
no, no.
He's not a rebel, no,
no, no, no.
He's not a rebel, no, no,
no, no.
He's not a rebel, no, no,
no, no.
He's not a rebel, no, no, no.
He's not a rebel,
no, no, no.
Crabby, advice for the forlorn. What kind of stupid problem are you dealing with?
Crabby, my best friend Wanda died.
I'm sorry to hear that, kid. How did it happen?
I was...
And spit it out, kid. Don't waste my time with all this crying.
Big bird came swooping out of the sky and...
Wait, let me get this straight. You're taking your best friend for a walk, and a bird carried her off? What kind of friend was this?
A goldfish. My fish called Wanda.
You were taking a goldfish called Wanda for a walk.
Yeah. Wanda loved her little walkies. She'd flop along, and I'd carry a little baggie to clean up all her messes. And we had the greatest time. Now I can't even leave the house with breaking into tears. What did I do, Grabby? What did I do?
Get a life. Go out to Sam's Seafood Shack, treat yourself to a nice meal, and ask why anyone in the right mind would take a goldfish for a walk.
Sam's Seafood Shack? You want me to eat fish? That would be like cannibalism. I could never do that, you heartless, cruel person. Do that.
Sheesh, you'd think I asked her to open a sushi shop or something.
Now please welcome Kathy Norton back to the stage with Stuart Norton for the debut of the Nortones.
I got dressed up last night to the nines. Hey, I was ready for action, feeling fine when I heard some woman say she had you on the line. Talking trash to a girlfriend with me right behind. She said she knew you well. What could I do? I could tell by the things she said you do, and every word cut me up just like a knife. I never felt so bad in my life. I'm going down, down. I'm going down, 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 baby. Oh, yeah. Honey boy, you got me down. I guess I'll never. Thank you.
down. Oh, he's got me down, 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 baby. Hey, ooh, I'm down. I guess I'll never love till I'm on the ground. Well, I know there are one or two of you old enough to remember when Stuart just stood there like this. But he's been eating worms or something, I don't know. Here's a tune of Dan Penn's I've liked for a long time. Thank you so much.
I'd like to say once more, thank you so much to everything WFHB has done for me personally, for the Follies, and for all the community. Thanks so much, WFHB, and all you folks that come out to see our Follies. It's really meant a lot to me. Here's a tune I wrote some time ago about, you know, relationship difficulties. You want me to be
Time now for another episode of Max Payne, Private Eye.
It was spring in Bloomington, but I felt more like December by the time I finally got to the office.
Max, it's 2 p.m. and you're just getting in? You look like you just got out of bed, Max.
That voice sounded like it could break glass. I did just get out of bed, Dolores. Make some coffee. I need to wake up.
You think that's all I'm good for? Making coffee? I keep the bank account, too, you know, and I can tell you that coffee's not all you need. Without some cash, Max, you won't be able to pay the rent, not to mention my salary. You men are all alike.
That voice. Now she sounded like a cat getting ready to fight. She was right. Again. But I didn't want to hear another catalog of my shortcomings. Dolores, enough already. People don't hire private dicks these days. They want to find someone, they use Google. I'm a dinosaur, Dolores. People don't hire dinosaurs, they put them in museums. Or, if you're from Indiana, in the governor's mansion.
Maybe not, Max. But there's a guy waiting in your office right now, and I think he wants to hire you. It could be money. Max, cash money. You go in there and talk to him.
Dolores, I am a relic. Wee Willie's was a relic and it closed. Maybe I should follow it down the road, turn off the grill, and call it a day.
Just talk to the man, Max, and I'll go make you some coffee.
You're an angel, Dolores.
Yeah, Max, I know.
I walked into my office, and there he was. Long, shapely gams. That made him look like a folk singer from back in the 60s.
Were you talking to me, Mr. Payne?
Huh? Oh, no, I'm sorry, I was thinking out loud.
Oh.
Who are you?
Well, I'm the other guy. Pleased to meet you.
Other guy?
Yeah, you know, Gary and the other guy. That's me, the other guy. Say, did anyone ever tell you, you look a lot like Gary?
I never heard of you. But what can I do for you, Mr. Guy?
Guy's good. Well, Gary and the other guy was a folk act. Back in the 60s. I guess you could say we're relics in the music biz now.
Yeah, I hear that. But you didn't come here today to talk about the demise of decent biscuits and gravy.
Willie's? Wee Willie's closed? Oh, that's like a chicken fried steak to the heart.
Yeah. You got that right. But why are you here?
Well, Max, we'd like to hire you.
Yeah? To do what?
Well, it's like this. See, Gary and I are on a fan appreciation tour. We had to do it now before all of our fans die. We're touring with our keyboard player, Obama Llama.
Obama. Oh, Obama Llama. Huh. What kind of name is that?
Well, he's a llama. So Gary and the sheep started calling him Obama, and it stuck.
This guy was so full of riddles, he could have been on Batman. Or on some drug I haven't encountered yet. The sheep. Who are they? Your backup singers?
No, they're just sheep. They're staying up in Montana while we're on tour. In addition to playing keys, Obama Llama is our tour wrangler. He arranges everything, so if anything goes wrong, we just blame it on Obama.
Blame it on Obama, huh? That's convenient. I have to remember that one. So, where do I come in? You need someone else to blame?
Oh, no, nothing like that. I see, Obama Llama's leaving the tour soon, and we have to choose a replacement. We've had a whole bunch of candidates apply for his job, and I don't mind telling you that most of them seem strange. I mean, you expect strange in this business, but I'm talking really strange. So we want you to investigate them. Oh, and to run security for our gigs.
No, this was starting to sound like fun. My brass knuckles were in my desk, going rusty from disuse.
Well, did you say something?
Huh? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Will I get to beat people up every once in a while?
Oh, sure, if you want to. Most of our fans are pretty old, so it shouldn't tax you much. Even at your age. We'll pay you $200 a day plus expenses. Now, here's a list of some of our job candidates.
Let's see. Ted Bruce. Sounds like a pro wrestler.
He's Canadian.
Yeah. That covers a multitude of sins. Marco Ribicube. That's a real puzzler there. Scott Talker. Not a member of the Musicians Union. Jeb Bushwhacker. Learned to play from his father and brother, but won't take responsibility for them being out of tune. Hillary Klingon. She learned sax from her husband. Now she's the key lady, but she won't perform in a blue dress. Bernie Meanders. He only plays the keys on the left. Okay, guy, I'll take your job. Might be fun.
Oh, that's great. Now, here's $600 for 3 days. 10, 20, 30, 40, 70, 80, 205, 206, 70, 90, 80, 16, 17, 85, 90, and 600. Okay. So now start checking up on those folks. Oh, and meet me at our gig tomorrow evening at the Trevlac Opera House and Sewage Treatment Plant.
600 smackers for 3 days. Life was beginning to look better. 600 times better than 10 minutes ago.
Max, here's your coffee. Did he offer you a job, and are you taking it?
He did, and I am. Forget the coffee. I'll see you tomorrow.
What do you mean, forget the coffee? Here's your coffee, you ingrate!
She throws like a girl. Or I might have had 2 lumps. I got the Studebaker out of hiding, tore up the parking tickets, started it up, and eased out onto the road. I spent a few hours poking around and learned stuff about the candidates for Obama Lama's job that even their own mothers wouldn't have known or wanted to know. I pointed the Studi towards Trevlak and pulled up in front of the venue just as Gary and the other guy were getting ready to launch into their final song.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. It's been a real thrill being here with you in Trevlak tonight. We'd like to leave you with this ballad. It's not one of our songs, but it's a two-hanky number all the same, and you can feel free to sing along.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything. Flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring.
He saw a sign for a stock car race. $1,000 prize, it said. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother, Tommy said,
"Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura I may be late. I've something to do that cannot wait."
Drove his car to the racing grounds. He was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. Round the track they drove at a deadly pace.
No one knows what happened that day. How his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say,
"Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura not to cry. My love for her will never die."
And in the chapel, Laura prayed for Tommy, who had passed away.
It was just for Laura that he lived and died. Alone in the chapel, she could hear him cry.
Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura not to cry. My love for her will never die.
One more time, guys.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Come on, everybody.
Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura not to cry. My love for her will never die.
my favorites.
I made my way backstage to the dressing room. It smelled like it was part of the sewage treatment plant, like the last place the sewage went before it was treated. And then a dame came pushing her way through the crowd, heading for the dressing room door.
Hey, you can't go in there, lady. That's for the stars. And besides, you can need a gas mask.
But I have to go in. I have to talk to Gary. It's important.
She didn't look dangerous. so I took over.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm the new security chief.
Please, step over here, madam, for a security check. I patted her down carefully. I found three pistols and a switchblade. Typical for this part of Indiana.
Well, you can never be too careful.
Ma'am, we'll keep these trinkets. Go in. Go in and meet the musicians.
Thank you, sir. It's very important that I meet Gary.
I looked around. The llama was in the back room eating all the blue M&Ms out of the bowl. The other guy was standing in front of me. And next to him was Gary. My jaw dropped. He really did look a lot like me.
So the door opened up and some guy came in leading a woman. My jaw dropped. He looked a whole lot like me.
Will you two stop mumbling? Who's your friend, Max?
I don't know. She said that she had come in to meet you.
Gary. Oh, Gary, Gary. I had to talk to you, and thank you for singing that last song.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. But who are you? Do we know each other?
You can't tell? I'm Laura.
Laura?
Yes, Laura. The girl that song's about. Don't you see? I'm Laura. I was in love with Tommy, and he's dead. And you sang that song about me.
Oh, that Laura. I always assumed that song was fiction.
Oh, no, not at all. It's about me. Me and Tommy. But mostly me, what with Tommy being dead and all.
So, Laura, what have you been doing since that awful day Tommy was killed at the Speedway?
Well, I was devastated. Simply devastated. I spent a lot of time thinking about Tommy and life and love and how unfair it was that I would never get that wedding ring and not have a husband, home, children, credit card debt, lovers on the side, alimony. The American dream was slipping through my fingers. Then, like a fist from the gods, it struck me. Ouch. This was meant to be. It was my destiny. It was all about me, and I realized that it was my duty to share my story with all the other girls who suffered when their guys died without giving any thought to their girlfriends.
I see.
Yeah.
So you then...
So I decided to take steps. I teamed up with Betty, you know, the girl who was in love with the leader of the pack. Yeah. And we started a nonprofit called the Girls Who Suffered Needlessly Because Their Guys Died Foundation. We're on the web at girlsuffer.org. You can tweet us at #suffers. Girls tell us their stories, and it's all so beautiful. Tommy may not have given me that wedding ring, but he did give me a purpose in life. Plus, we make pretty good money selling the T-shirts.
Is she finished?
Yeah, I think so.
That's very impressive. Very impressive, huh, guy?
Yeah.
So, you see, I just had to see you to thank you for singing that song and to give you some of the brochures for my foundation so that you can pass them out the next time you sing my song. Thank you so much. And now, dear Gary, farewell. His love for me will never die.
Yeah, I sort of gathered that.
Wow. You guys see stuff like that often?
No, it's the first time. And Guy, listen, take that song off our set list.
Already done, yes. Max, how about that research you're going to do for us?
Well, I'll give you a full written report soon. But based on what I've learned today, I can say that you don't want to make up your minds just yet.
Oh, but wait a minute. We've been getting more applications in. Here's some more of them.
Ah, yes.
Take a look.
Shuckabee. Carson the Nazi Hunter, Chris Bridge, Graham Cracker, Herr Trump, Perry Four Eyes. Sounds like a Dick Tracy comic. And I'll check them out. But let's go have a drink. Bring the llama. If we get stopped, we can blame it on Obama.
That's a good idea, man. I can't believe you look just like me.
Yes, I am struck by the resemblance. Ow. That's a good thing this is radio.
Yeah, at least we got different voices, huh? That's one thing I've noticed.
Well, you stay on radio long enough, you start talking to yourself.
Come on, Obama. Let's go get some Cuban food.
Mm-hmm.
gentlemen. It's the Firehouse Rounders.
Gentlemen, this is the time when we do a little story, and Tony Brewer back there does sound effects for the story.
Yep.
And, you know, I wrote a story, but I really didn't like it very much. So I decided to find another story. Did I mention this to you, Tony? I can't remember if I did or not.
That was a different one? Okay. All right, fine. No.
You can take the script. I don't need that. We're going to start with the killer bees. Coming up here to just serenade Tony. You're on the clock at this point, Tony.
He can sound like a grenade, Tony boy, Tony boy. He can sound like a sick cat, darling Tony. He can sound just like a goose whose bowels are rather loose. But he's a shy guy, only gets out for the follies.
So I went out looking for a story, trying to find something that would be suitable for Tony and his sound effects genius.
Mm-hmm.
And the first place I went, of course, was Arbutus Cunningham. She hit me over the head with a 2x4, and then she sicked her pit bull on me. So I had to get out of there in a hurry, as you can imagine. I decided that I would do what I normally do in cases like this. I would go out into the woods. So I went out to Lake Griffey, and I was listening to the gibbons and the monkeys out there. And there was a big soccer game going on. It was the deer, the Lake Griffey deer, versus the local bunny rabbits. The bunny rabbits had a decided advantage because about every 3 minutes they had a new player on the field. So I decided maybe I should go someplace else, and I went past the soccer field, and I saw a big room out there in the woods. I'd never noticed this room before, so I knocked on the door. Somebody yelled, "Come in!" So, and I went inside, and it was an emergency meeting of FIFA.
Oh, I say, what?
I asked them for a story. They offered me $2 million. But of course I didn't take it, because it looked to me like it was all slugs.
Oh.
And so I went on out, and I thought that the only person I could really find that would do this story for me properly would be the great American hero. And
who's the hero?
Who's the hero? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Palin.
Ooh, that's right, you betcha.
So I thought, you know, if I could find Sarah Palin, she'd probably be able to give me a story, because she had lots of them.
That's right.
And I wandered around looking for her with my friend Rocky Raccoon, who, you may not know Rocky, but he's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Raccoon. And, you know, probably would be a match for Sarah Palin if they had to get, you know, go... mano a mano, so to speak.
Meow, that hurt.
I found out, I wound up in Waco, Texas, where Sarah was down there straightening out some problems between some biker guys. You know, they were fighting and shooting each other. And that sort of stuff. And, no, wait a minute. Did I say biker? It wasn't biker guys. I'm sorry. She was moderating a debate amongst the Republican presidential candidates. Statistics show that 7 in 10 Americans cannot tell the difference between the Waco bikers and the Republican... Sadly, I was unable to ever find a story. Sarah was too busy beating up people. And...
Hi-ya! Hi-ya!
So I came back to Bloomington to do this show, and I want to just say, Mr. Tony Brewer.
Colonel Mike Kelsey.
It's 5:02, and you're listening to the Firehouse Follies on your community radio station, WFHB, at 91.3 and 98.1 FM. I remembered. Today's show is brought to you by Ivy Tech Community College, Lenny's, the Indiana University Credit Union, and, of course, Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises.
Yeah, this is Dear Krabby, advice for the forlorn. What kind of stupid problem are you dealing with?
Krabby, I'm calling you with a problem most of your listeners don't have.
You mean you have a brain?
No, Krabby, no. I'm a corporation.
A corporation? Come on now. This is a setup, right? You guys at Mo Tavern are drunk again, right? Like, I'm not going to answer the page Amanda Hug and Kiss, for example. Just go ahead and leave me alone.
No, I'm serious, Krabby. Don't hang up. You know that the Supreme Court has declared that corporations are people, right?
Well, yeah, but...
Well, since they recognized us as sentient beings, a number of us have been quietly evolving toward full peoplehood. Some of us have made it. I'm one of them.
Well, what's your name, then?
Well, my attorney has advised me against revealing it in public. Just let me say that I've got a unique problem that none of your more traditional human beings have had to face.
Okay, I'm game. What's the problem, Mr. Corporation?
Please, don't call me Mr. I'm gender ambiguous. Though I admit I hang toward the male side of the spectrum, that's my main problem. I'm not sure how to interact socially.
Have you ever considered just staying home and leaving us alone?
Well, I have needs, Krabby. I'd like to act on them, but I don't know how. I need your help.
At the risk of hearing more than I'd like to hear, what kind of needs are we talking about here?
I crave companionship. But should I go out only with other corporations? Or is it okay for me to date traditional human beings? If things go well, how do I protect myself during mergers? If I date as a female, will I have to worry about hostile takeovers?
Oh, stop. We're getting into some shaky ground here. I see your point. Mm-hmm. You need to make sure that you do as protected. What you do is protected. Mm-hmm. But I suggest that you limit your mergers to other corporations. You can keep diddling the public wherever you want, but bribe every politician and every judge you can find.
Oh, I already did that. But say I meet the partner of my dreams and we decide to conglomerate. Will people be allowed to refuse to cater our amalgamation ceremonies if they don't approve of our union?
No. The right to refuse services applies only to businesses dealing with individuals. As a corporation, you can pretty much do whatever you'd like, and no one is allowed to disagree. Remember, your beliefs and rights are more important than those of mere individuals. Get out of here and merge your brains out and trickle down lots of healthy spin-off companies. We're counting on you.
Well, thanks, Krabby. I see my duty clearly now.
Just remember the golden rule.
Who has the gold?
Makes the rules. You got it.
And now this word from Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises.
Friends and neighbors, here's yet another real-life situation that Fiddlin' Joe can help you deal with.
Mommy, why are we driving around in circles? I want to go to Chuck E. Cheese and eat a bunch of pizza and puke.
Well, dear, I'm trying to get us to Chuck E. Cheese, but I forgot where it is. The GPS on my phone sent me to an awful dive bar. Now I'm driving around looking for it.
Chuck E. Cheese! Chuck E. Cheese!
Be quiet a minute, dear. Siri, where is Chuck E. Cheese?
I refuse to say. You should not be taking that adorable little girl out to eat so much pizza that she barks.
Well, I have to teach her how to be a college student sometime. What's a mom supposed to do?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Mommy, because Fiddlin' Joe has the answer.
You? How'd you get into the back seat of my car?
Oh, that's a radio trick. You wouldn't understand.
Okay, then. How can Fiddlin' Joe help me this time? It seems like when I talk to Siri, I'm really just talking to myself.
We'll just get rid of Siri, then, and introduce you to Sassy.
Sassy? Who's Sassy, and how do I meet her?
Well, Sassy is Fiddlin' Joe's all-purpose, voice-activated, artificial intelligence informational gal. You can download the Sassy app on your rotary dial smartphone. First, dial up to activate. Okay. Now go to Fiddlin' Joe. Then select New Apps Joe. Then you go to Life Hacks. Okay, now swipe over to Information on Demand.
Weep.
Okay, now select Help for the Helpless. And then you just choose Sassy. It's as easy as that.
Childbirth was easier than that. Now what?
Well, all you gotta do is ask Sassy a question.
Okay. Sassy?
Yes, girlfriend. How can Miss Sassy help?
Tell me who I am and where I'm going.
Well, you're a loser of a mother with a whiny brat of a kid who's got to be constantly bailed out by Fiddlin' Joe. And since you're not in a handbasket, I'd say you're trying to find Chuck-Up Cheese.
You're right, Sassy. All counts. So where is Chuck-Up Cheese?
Well, it stopped the car now, girl. Hang up your phone. Turn your pretty little head. It's right over there on your left.
Chuck-Up Cheese! Sassy found Chuck-Up Cheese for us. I love you, Sassy. I love you too, Fiddlin' Joe. Let's eat Mommy.
Whoa, whoa there, little girl. Don't forget your commas. Commas save lives. Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises, when you need some seriously artificial intelligence.
Now, please welcome the newly constituted WFHB Gospel Girls.
Do 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 gold, Michelle, five for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on my Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. Too hot, hot damn. Call police and the fireman, I'm too hot, hot damn. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot, hot damn. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot, hot damn. I'm mad about that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk gonna give it to you. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk gonna give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk gonna give it to you. Saturday night, we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Come on! Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 stop. Now wait a minute. Fill my cup, put some liquor in it. Sign a check, sign that check. Julio, get the stretch. Ride to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we're gonna show out. Smoother than a fresh drop Skippy. I'm too hot, hot damn. Call police and a fireman, I'm too hot, hot damn. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot, hot damn. Oh, say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot, hot damn. I'm bad about that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk gonna give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk gonna give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk gonna give it to you. Saturday night, we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch now. Come on, do 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 do. Don't believe me, just watch. Do 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 do. Don't believe me, just watch. 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 Hey, 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 hey. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up, say what? Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up. And it's Saturday night and we in the fuck. Don't believe me, just watch. Come on, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 hey.
Ginger.
Thank you.
So to counterbalance that song a tad.
Something completely different.
Still like that old time rock and roll. Just take those old records off the shelf. I'll sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. In 10 minutes I'll be late for the door. Start playing old time rock and roll. Still like that old time rock and roll. That kind of music just soothes the soul. I'll reminisce about the days of old with that old time rock and roll. Fashion, say I'm over the hill. Cause the blues ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll. Still like that old time rock and roll. That kind of music just soothes the soul. I reminisce about the days of old with that old time rock and roll. About the days of old with that old time rock and roll. Still like that old time rock and roll. That kind of music just soothes the soul. I reminisce about the days of old with that old time rock and roll. I reminisce about the days of old with that old time rock and roll.
Yeah, this is Dear Crabby. Advice for the forlorn. What kind of stupid problem are you calling with?
Is this Rick, Mule Talk with Rick and Rack?
Is there something wrong with your hearing, Buster? This is Dear Crabby. Advice for the forlorn. Rick and Rack haven't been on the air for years, ever since the time they told some guy he should feed his mule Boilermakers if he wanted to get more work out of him. Man, did those PETA people come down on us.
It don't work no how.
Why don't?
Boilermakers. I try it. Mule just lay down and sleeps it off. Crabby, I need some advice. And if Rick and Rack ain't around, I guess you'll have to do.
I doubt it, but what do you want, listener?
Well, it's like this. My mule, John Boy, he ain't getting any younger, you know, and so I got me a female mule, and I've been hoping they'd sort of like, you know, get together and object matrimony. But John Boy, he just don't show no interest at all. You got any ideas on how I could, you know, kind of get something going there?
Carla, I don't know how to tell you this, but mules are hybrids. They're a cross between a horse and a donkey. They can't have babies. I don't know what you've been trying, but it won't work.
Harbridge? You mean they run electrical? You mean they ain't natural? I've been wasting all that money on mood lights and Johnny Mattress records.
That's right. I don't know if there's a will, but there's sure no way.
I guess that explains one thing at least.
What's that?
Well, now I know why that pizza guy refused to deliver for their wedding.
Let's get the rounders back for another round.
Baby, before you tell me what you think, give me just a minute. You look like I could use a drink. It's been a long, long, long day, day already. Pushed me to the harbor rink. And look at you, baby, you look like I could use a drink. You've been looking at me like I should be looking for someplace else to stay. I don't even want to talk about what happened to me the last time you looked it away. I said you're right already. What else do you want me to say? I got this one. Well, now I don't wanna talk about it. I save it for your shrink. I don't wanna hear it. You look like I could use a drink. You've been looking at me like I should be looking for someplace else to stay. I don't even want to talk about what happened to me the last time you looked that way. I said you're right already. What else do you want me to say? Now hold on now, baby, before you tell me what you think. Oh, now give me just a minute. You look like I could use a drink. Here you go.
WFHB has decided to revive its own popular series, the Triple XL Files, or as we like to say, the biggest thing in radio. Now, station management told us that there was no way they would allow an unauthorized airing of the first episode of this show, but we stole the script. And, well, here we go, off to the small, cramped office of Rapid Response Agent Wolf Moldy, who, though he doesn't know it yet, is about to have a visit from his new partner, Agent Darlena Scruffy.
Why, what are you knocking on? This office is too small to have a door. Well,
I can see that, but the script says knock on door, and I always follow the script.
Always, huh? Well, that must mean you're a good agent. Yes. Who are you, and what are you doing here?
I'm Agent Darlena Scruffy, badge number 0099, and I've been sent to be your new partner. You are Wolf Moldy, right?
I am, and I don't need a partner, especially one that always follows the script. Now get out of here, Scruffy. I am a lone wolf.
Sorry, Moldy. The script clearly says there are supposed to be several episodes of this, and I...
Always follow the script. I know.
Well, you have to admit that this is better than doing commercials for Metamucil. Besides, Moldy, I know all about you. I've seen the files.
The triple XL files? They showed you those? They're confidential.
At my salary level, I have full security clearance. I know you think that when you were young, your sister was abducted by a bunch of Martin's villains. That must have been very traumatic. Do you want to talk about it?
What's to talk about? I was a child. My parents were going out for the evening.
Now, Wolfie, Daddy and Mommy are going out to our weekly couples swap club meeting. We'll be late, so I want you to look after Melissa. Be sure you both get something to eat and get to bed early. Don't wait up.
So I toasted some bagels. I popped a couple of beers and made some hamburgers. We had dinner and brushed our teeth. And then Melissa went to her room.
Like me, brother. I love you.
And I love you, too. And I laid down and I went to sleep. At about 2 a.m., strange sounds woke me up. And I heard voices.
Howdy, Martin's villains. Little girls over here. Quickly, I say. Quickly.
Help! Save me! Oof! Help!
Through the window. Get it through the window, Martin's villains. Get
And when I got to a room, the window was open, and I saw an eerie light from outside. I heard some strange music. And then I heard something that sounded like a 52 Ford pickup driving off. And then nothing. She was gone. And I haven't seen her since, and my mother was really ticked.
Wolf, you know we trusted you to watch Melissa. And now look, she's gone, and the best excuse you can come up with is that a bunch of Martin's villains kidnapped her? Please, Wolf, you must never forget. You must find her if you expect ever to win back our trust and affection.
That's pretty much the way it was.
Burgers and bagels and mean Martin's villains. Beer in the fridge that's just sitting there chilling. 52 pickups without any wings. These are a few of Wolf's favorite things.
So you've let this define your life? Even though you know there is no evidence, scientific or otherwise, that Martin's villains exist. In fact, you know as well as I do that scientific evidence proves conclusively that this Martinsville you go on about has never existed. I'm not a botanist, Moldy, but you're not a fun guy. You're seriously cuckoo.
Science? I am an American patriot, Scruffy, and I reserve the right to ignore science whenever it is convenient. I mean, look at climate change. Scientists said it existed, and boy, were they ever wrong.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that was a bit embarrassing. Who would have ever thought that global warming was caused by a bunch of ex-hippies doing the hokey-pokey the way the Pepsi brothers researched proved?
Well, that's what it's all about.
Still, science is still science.
I am telling you, Scruffy, science or no science, the truth is out there.
Science, computers, and logical thinking. Being a nerd girl without any drinking. Keeping this series for just one more fling. These are a few of her favorite things.
Agent Skinny. Boss, what's up?
You guys get through the backstory yet?
Finally. My professional opinion is that Agent Moldy is flat out of his mind. Request permission to be withdrawn from this series, boss.
Sorry, Scruffy. Only Houdini could escape from the contract you signed.
Great.
You're in it for 6 shows at least.
So what is it, boss, huh? You never come to my office unless you're selling some kids' Girl Scout cookies.
Well, I have a case for you.
A whole case of Girl Scout cookies? I'm on a diet, boss.
A crime, you thin mint. I'm only letting you go because Scruffy is with you. Watch him close, Scruffy.
What's the case all about, boss?
You gotta go to Gnawbone. There was a mass abduction there last night.
Isn't that a case for the police?
There are unusual circumstances. They've requested our help. Go.
How can he slam the door when there's no door there?
It's in the script, Moldy. Let's go.
Listen, just one thing, Scruffy.
What's that?
If we can open a door when it's not there, you can keep an open mind.
Someone has to. Yours has been closed for repairs. Well, here we are at Gnawbone.
Oh, my goodness. And you say Martinsville doesn't exist?
Who do you think we should talk to?
Well, we could start with the guy who's running towards our car.
Oh.
I'm Deputy Donald Dogma. In charge of peacekeeping here in Gnawbone. Are you the folks from the Bureau?
We are. And what do you have here, Deputy Dogma?
A mass kidnapping. Every kid in Gnawbone has been napped.
You're kidding! All of them?
Yeah, all 14. Now, here, this here's Goober. 8 of them's his. At least that's what his old lady claims. He's a witness. I mean a witness.
It's weird, I tell you, weird. I was standing out by the pole beans, and I saw this weird, strange light. And then I heard a bunch of kids crying. And then a 52 Ford... You know, I haven't seen a 52 Ford pickup in years. Remember how the lights is always flickering? Well, anyway, now the kids is all gone.
It's just a kidnapping. You'll be getting a ransom note soon.
Oh, no. No one wants them back bad enough to pay ransom for them. And besides, how do you explain the weird light and the strange music and
you
all?
You heard music? What did it sound like?
Well, it kind of went da-dum, dum-de-dum, dum-dum, dum-dum, dum.
Oh, like da-dum, dum, da-dum. Hey, Scruffy, that's the same music I heard when Melissa was abducted.
Oh, Moldy, weren't you just posted in Colorado? You must have tried something out there that's interfering with your cognitive functions.
Nonsense! My cognitive functions are down there where they've always been. Say, do you have any Twinkies? I'm hungry all of a sudden.
Well, now, shouldn't you guys be out in the field investigating or something like that?
You're right, Dogma. Come on, Moldy. Let's check it out.
That's good.
Well, I'm going to go have a beer. You take your time finding them kids, all right? Because peace and quiet's real nice. You want to come over for a Twinkie or something?
Yeah, I'll be waiting here for some word. Here they go. Toady, front and center.
Yes, boss, yes. You're in front of me, but you're not quite center. Huh? Could you move just a little to your right?
All right. Would this be about right?
Well, a bit more to the left.
Oh, is this okay? Yeah. Wait a minute, you cretin. That's not what front and center means.
Ouch, ouch. What do you want Toady to do, boss?
Did you hide the children, like I said?
Yes, yes, in that little boathouse, like you said.
Good. Is the Martin's Mobile gassed up and ready to roll?
Oh, sure, boss, sure. Do you want the Gnawbone patrol car or the 52 Ford pickup? Toady, push buttons. Oh, can Toady drive?
You idiot.
Why boss call Toady idiot instead of...
It's in the script, you threaten. Now, look, I'm the deputy, so I get to drive. You can ride shotgun.
Oh, shotgun.
Derringer.
Gee, thanks, boss. Tony loves shotguns, especially double-barrel ones. They're a blast. Tell Tony again why we took children.
Cretin. Ouch! We've been through this 100 times.
Oh, sorry, boss. Tony's memory's not so good. Cognitive functions aren't much either.
Too much information. All right.
Sorry.
We Martin's villains have abducted many Monroe Countyans to see what makes them tick, so we can take over this part of the state. So far, we've learned that they hate cigarette smoke and parking meters. They like to eat things that sprout and encourage developers to cram students into cheap, overpriced downtown housing. We're safe as long as they don't know we're here. Agent Moldy is the only one who suspects we exist, so we must discredit him. Now, we've staged this abduction to make Moldy think it was done by Martin's villains.
But, boss, we are Martin's villains, whatever that is.
Cretin, Moldy will say we're behind it. Then, when the kids are found safe and sound, everyone will think he's crazy. He'll lose whatever credibility he has left.
Oh, is that like losing marbles, boss? Toady lost marbles a long time ago. Oops, there went some more. Owie!
Oh, Cretin. All right, by now, Moldy should be harvesting the clues I planted.
I don't know what you expect to find out here, Moldy. This is a simple case of kidnapping.
Keep an open mind, Scruffy. Now look, there's some oil in that dirt. I need to check it out. Yes, it's nice on the tongue. With a refined finish. It's oil from a 1952 Ford pickup. It's Martin's villain, Scruffy. I knew that it had to be.
That's crude, Moldy. Martin's villains don't exist. Should we talk to Deputy Dogma?
I wouldn't do that just yet if I were you.
You're not from around here, are you?
How'd you know?
That cigarette. Monroe Countyans have a genetic predisposition against tobacco smoke.
Look, Agent Moldy, I don't have much time to waste. We've been following your career carefully. And there's no question you're onto something. Don't let the Bureau shut you down. It's too important.
Who is we, mister? And why should you care about a demented agent like Moldy?
This is on a need-to-know basis, Agent Scruffy, and your knees aren't all that good. Could I offer you one more bit of advice?
Shirley, by all means, be frank.
My name's not Shirley, and it's not Frank either. Keep an open mind, Agent, and check out the little boathouse down on the creek.
That's two things.
What will we find there?
Just check it out.
Okay, but you should give up cigarettes. They'll kill you.
Not for a while. They're my only joy in life.
Interesting. Come on, Scruffy. Let's check out that boathouse.
Don't you think we should get in touch with Deputy Dogma?
After we check the boathouse. I don't trust our friend the deputy. I definitely smelled exhaust fumes on him from a vehicle without a catalytic converter. I'm sure it was a 52 Ford pickup.
Hey, that little building must be the boathouse. Kick the door in.
Why don't we just turn the handle?
But the script says...
So much for the script.
Look, it's children.
Untie them and take out the gags.
Are you kidding? Without the gags, this skit would be nowhere. And something definitely smells in here. Must be the gags.
Yes, it's probably something I stepped in.
I stepped! Oh, no, not the I step. Please kill us now, mister. Kill us now!
Now we came to save you, not to test you. What has happened here?
Some guy grabbed me and put me in the back of an old pickup truck.
It was a 52-foot pickup. It didn't have a catalytic converter.
We got to ride in the back, in the bed. It was so neat.
But that's child endangerment. Maybe it was Martin Villains after all.
They brought us here and they gave us some Twinkies and said they'd be back to get us later and everything would be fine if we were just good.
Did you hear that, Scruffy? They were trying to set me up. Quick, we've got to stop that dogma. It's too late. He's gone. They must have been watching.
Moldy. Do you think he was a Martin's villain?
No question. We almost had him, Scruffy. We have got to keep trying. Remember, the truth is out there.
It sure is. Way out there. And so are the next 5 episodes of this series.
And now please welcome Opal Fly and Kapow.
Say yes or no. And you came into your consciousness wanting to say yes to all that is. But I made my life so unhappy, just pissed off at myself and hypocrisy. But you're born into your life knowing that loving others, baby, stops at strife. You gonna stick around and see that special someone around the corner you're supposed to meet. Don't make your life oh, so unhappy, just pissed off at yourself in hypocrisy. As you were born into your life knowing that loving others, baby, stop that strife. Hey. Now Jack and Jill went up a hill. They saw the light for the first time, felt real. Jill, I can help you how. Jill said by loving yourself right now. Don't make your life so unhappy, just pissed off at yourself in hypocrisy. Cause you were born into your life knowing that loving others, baby, stops at strife. Thank you. looking for some more. He said, but, oh, can we touch the hem of your dress? He said, yeah, baby, do it like that. I like it like that. They say, being around you, I feel bliss. Touch of your dress is just like God's sweet kiss. He said, well, what you gonna do when I've forsaken you? You're gonna wear like the heathens in the Audubon Zoo. Don't make your life so unhappy. Despair's all about yourself in hypocrisy. It's you were born into your life. Knowing and loving others, baby, stops that strife. Hey! Ah, whether you're in the hood or in priesthood, you still get to feel what you misunderstood. Cause all there is brotherhood. Now sisterhood, fatherhood, motherhood, and neighborhoods. Don't make your life so unhappy. Pissed off at yourself in hypocrisy. Cause you were born into your life. Knowing that love and others, baby, stop that strife. Hey. Stop that strife. Hey. Stop that strife. Stops that strife. Thank you. We'll be playing at the Players Club. Players Pub tonight. Hope to see you there about 8 p.m. So it's Hypnotic Changes. The bus is leaving, now don't you hesitate. My bags are packed and I know I wanna go. Oh, I know I wanna go. But something deep inside questions all my motivations. This is ooh, should I listen to? Ooh, ooh, should I listen to Hypnotic Change? My body's in motion, cause I got a powerful potion. I can make the clouds disappear. I can make the clouds disappear. Oh, I can make the clouds disappear. Are you ready for the next moment and the next? Are you ready to say this moment is my very best? Ready for a new paradigm in space and time? For that fire in your heart, are you ready to ignite? Cause you gotta get ready. Mm-hmm. You gotta get ready, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a powerful potion. I can make my clouds disappear. You can make your clouds disappear. I can make my clouds disappear. Super duper duper super duper papa. We'll be right back. decided to go for it. I need some knocking palms, sweating, how to lead it, how to beat it. Midnight exchanges open, brand new doors. My heart skipped a beat, says, he's hitting them right chords. But you gotta get ready. You gotta get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Are you ready to love? Are you ready to love? Hypnotic changes. Ooh, my body's in motion. Cause I got a powerful potion. I can make the clouds disappear. Disappear. I can make the clouds disappear. I can make the clouds disappear. I can make the clouds disappear. That's Don Middleton, Mark Bushkill, the Kick Pow Man. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Dear Crabby. Advice for the forlorn. What kind of stupid question are you calling with?
Crabby, I've been having some doubts about my boyfriend.
Oh, boyfriend problems, huh? I'd suggest getting a good baseball bat. Really, tell me about your doubts.
Well, my boyfriend's a professional alligator wrestler. He's on the circuit, and sometimes he's away for 3 or 4 days. He won't let me go along because he's afraid I might pass out if I saw all the violence.
Ah, nice of him.
He's always thinking of me. But when he comes home, there are scratches all up and down his back, and sometimes bite marks on his neck, too. He says alligators fight dirty.
Well, sounds like he's got a tough life. What's bothering you?
Well, Crabby, sometimes when he comes home, he smells just like women's perfume. He told me that alligators smell like that because of the adrenaline they release when they're fighting. Do you think that's true?
Ah, sweetheart. Alligator adrenaline smells more like a 52 Ford pickup without an catalytic converter. Get yourself some alligator boots.
Alligator boots?
Yeah, and then walk all over that jerk.
Now the Gospel Girls and the Rounders with a song dedicated to everyone in our audience who is one day older today than they were yesterday.
Oh, getting old, yeah, yeah. Pull my finger, oh, getting old, yeah, yeah. It's a zinger, oh, getting old, yeah, yeah. Getting old's not hard to do. I did not think it could happen to me. But here I am, just turned 70. My knees are gone and my memory too. And getting old's not hard to do. Remember when my pants were tight, and now I tug on them with all my might. I can't do all I used to do, and getting old's not hard to do. They say that getting old is hard to do, but I know. Short of wind. Instead of getting old, I wish that I were raising hell again. I've fallen and I can't get up. Whatever happened to that younger pup? Come on, body, let's start anew. But getting old's not hard to do. They say that getting old is hard to do. But I know, no, that's not true.
old, yeah, yeah.
Pull my finger,
old, getting old, yeah, yeah.
It's a zinger,
old, getting old, yeah, yeah. Getting old's not hard to do.
That's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Ivy Tech Community College, Lenny's Brew Pub, and the Indiana University Credit Union for underwriting, and to J. Lynn Designs and Fine Print for further support. Special thanks to the great Gary Sandy for driving all the way up from Kentucky to be with us today. Also thanks to the Nortones. Come on, take a bow. To Opal Fly and Kapow, our own gospel girls, now Suzette Weekly, Sarah Flint, and Ginger Curry. The Firehouse Rounders were band leader Ross Martini Eiler on the piano, Jeff Foster on guitar, Carolyn Dutton on fiddle, Dan Deckard on drums, and Ron Kadish on bass, with special guest Opal Fly on saxophone. The unusual suspects were Mark Blackwell, Richard Fish, Betty Greenwell, Mike Leonard, Brandy Roberts, Brian Roberts, Becky Staff, and honorary member, suspect Gary Sandy. Tony Brewer provided sound effects. House sound was provided by Jim Lang, and radio sound by Jeffrey Sundog Morris. Our technical crew was of Marion Connedy, Ian Winningham, and Cheryl Mitchell, with Caleb Winningham serving as studio engineer. A well-fed crew is a happy crew, and we'd like to thank Baked in Bloomington, Mother Bears, and Nick's English Hut for feeding us today. Today's show was written by Mr. Stuffinupagus and the residents of the Occupy Sesame Street home for over-the-hill writers. Stage manager was Dan G-Man Salvaggi. Thank you. And our director was Richard Fish. The show was produced by Mike Kelsey, of course. Our theme song is Firehouse Blues, written by Jason Fickle. I'm Dan Salvaggi reminding you to save the date September 13th for the next Firehouse Blues!